Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's June 30th, 2014. I have a special guest on the line with me. I'll introduce him in just a second. But let me first make an announcement about something we'll be talking about in just a moment. So this will be a little heads up for those of you that tune in to WGNN on a regular basis. That's on 102.5, 103.9, or 97.1 FM. You're very familiar with Mike Kellogg if you stay up late at night, basically from midnight to 5 a.m. Mike hosts the program Music Through the Night and has been doing that for many years. Well, this Friday's his last broadcast, and so you'll be introduced to a new host in the coming days. And that host is Kurt Goff, and he'll begin Sunday night, 11 p.m., and we'll have lots more to say in the coming days. And Lord willing, if everything works out right, our beloved Mike Kellogg will be my special guest tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends as we're working that all out. Thank you, Phil, for being available for this, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. And, Phil, it's one of these calls that I have the privilege of making because it's like talking with not only a good friend, but an old friend, and an old friend because you've been used of God in my life, in the life of this radio ministry, in the lives of so many of our listeners because they're familiar with some of your announcing over the Moody Broadcasting Network. You've attended some radio events. You've been in the area each and every time you're maybe heading to assist with another Moody-owned and operated station or a Moody affiliate. You might stop in. There's been many times I've had you on. You've been on a trip to Israel. But I think most people know when I refer to Phil Shepherd, I say like Mr. Haney from Green Acres, the guy that always is pulling a component out to bring it down to us to update our system or our equipment, or you find a vast number of CDs that have that sacred choral flavor that we love to broadcast here on Great News Radio, or you have some new technology that you're saying, Mark, you want to install this, it'll improve the signal for the listener, to just all the many hours we've talked about how God's been at work in our life. So all to say, Phil, thanks for being available today. And tell us what's new in the life of Phil Shepherd. You're the acting national operations manager for the Moody Broadcasting Network. And so what's happening in your life, and then what's happening at Moody?
Well, Mark, I was listening to that introduction. I was wondering who this guy is, you know. Yeah. But, yeah, we have been busy. I've surpassed the 30-year mark working at Moody, so I've seen a lot. And people come, people go, but there are those of us who stay around and just see how we can help further the transmission of the gospel through Christian radio. And having started at a time when most of the things that were played on the air were all manually played, either records spinning around in a turntable and reel-to-reel tapes for the programs, and now everything is coming through satellite and the internet, and everything plays off of a computer. We just try to keep up with the technology. Mm-hmm. For myself, as you mentioned, operations, we have 8 radio stations running in Chicago, 2 terrestrial, the AM and the FM, WMBI. We have 2 satellite networks now, one in English, the one that you benefit from there locally, but also a Spanish network as well. And then we have 4 online radio stations with 3 different types of music, and then one is a preaching, teaching, kind of a Founders Week message every hour that plays. And so it just takes a lot to keep all these things running, and that's the major part of my job.
Hey, you mentioned terrestrial stations, which begs the question, are there extraterrestrial stations?
Those are on the fringe, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Minister, those are the ones that are way out there.
Yeah.
Well, terrestrial, of course, meaning over the land, over the airwaves, and not coming through the internet or other extraordinary means. But yes, mm-hmm. We've been broadcasting in Chicago since 1926, and going up, let's see, that's 88 years now. Same year as the NBC television, or I should say the radio network NBC started, we started the very same year. So pioneers in Christian radio and producing lots of great programs throughout the years.
And you've, as you mentioned, you've seen a lot of changes, the advances in technology, and you've been our go-to person. And thank you, God. I didn't mention this, but you serve on our Great News Radio board. You bring expertise and radio background and information and updates that help me to weigh how best to streamline some of the things we do. There's a couple different shortcuts that you've taught me over the years that have saved literally hundreds of hours of programming and discerning some of the best ways to facilitate, okay, how can I improve this and do it in such a way so I'm not tied down to it? And so, Phil, you've just been such an asset, and God's kind of wired you to like to help and to assist people. I don't know if it's your spiritual gift or just your heart to proclaim the good news message of Jesus through the broadcasting means of various stations, but you really do like to help people.
Well, you know what? That's just something that I've enjoyed to do for many, many years. And I just think, obviously, there's the Christian heart of love to help people, but I just get a joy and have a sense of blessing out of either giving or sharing ideas, techniques, technology, when it can help a person to, let's just say, better do their job or do it more efficiently, are just help them to make their load just a little bit lighter. So, yeah, that's I think that's a natural outflow of having Christ living inside of you, the Holy Spirit. Mm. And some of us just kind of apply it more than others.
Yes. Well, I know you've been applying some of your various skills, and one includes being an MC, because there's some changes going on at Moody, and you were recently a part of a special farewell. I think it was a luncheon, right?
Uh-huh, yeah, otherwise known as a retirement luncheon for Mr. Mike Kellogg.
What's happening with Mike? And Lord willing, if everything falls into place, I hope to feature him tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends.
Well, after 42 years of faithful, continuous service at Moody Radio, Moody Bible Institute, Mike Kellogg is retiring now. Hmm. And our friends have listened to him over the last 18 years on Great News Radio as the host of Music Through the Night, every night from midnight until 5 a.m. And we all appreciated him so much. And this is a time that Mike is going to transition. And I love the way that a former employee at Moody referred to it and when they retired. And it was just the fact that they were not leaving. They were going to move to a different part of the vineyard. Hmm. They're going to serve a different area. So Mike will be leaving the air at the end of this week on July 4th. This is his last day.
Now, you mentioned Music Through the Night and Mike serving 42 years. How many of those were that overnight shift that especially our WGNN listeners, because we carry Mike five nights a week and on our three frequencies, WGNN 102.5, 103.9, and 97.1 FM. And for our WGNJ listeners, if you ever switch over 11 at night, you could hear Mike Kellogg, but this will be his last week. But how many years has he been doing Music Through the Night?
Music Through the Night started in May of 1982, which is 32 years ago.
Mm, 32 years. Wow. Well, Lord willing, we can hear some of that recap from Mike personally tomorrow. But I know you've known Mike for many years and have been blessed by his friendship, his knowledge. Anyone that connects with him at those midnight hours knows he loved to share devotional thoughts, divide God's word, share a statement or two, and then pick out some great soothing music.
Well, there's the key word right there. Mike is driven to share the Word of God. And Music for the Night was perfect for him because it allowed him to speak, to read. Mike is gifted in interpreting text. In fact, Mike will tell you one of the biggest joys that he's had in the last, I don't know how many years, in addition to working in radio, was also teaching oral interpretation to the students at Moody Bible Institute. And this was a class that people wanted to be in because he's not easy. They had to perform. They had to learn it, and they had to interpret it. And, of course, here he is teaching young men and young women how to exhort, how to... He wasn't teaching homiletics, but he was teaching how to interpret the text, how to project it. And, of course, that's what we've benefited from all these years in Mike and Music for the Night. But if I have time to share, I can tell you some of the things that he did before Music for the Night.
Yes, some of our listeners are certainly familiar with the legacy, and that'll be ending this Friday night. But what's involved with broadcasting? What are the kind of things somebody would do over a span of 40-plus years?
Well, Mike will tell you that he started on February 1st, 1972. It was the first day of Founders Week, and it was the first Founders Week of our brand new president, Dr. George Sweeting. Hmm. Now, you have to go back. The president right now is Paul Nyquist. Before that was Michael Easley. Before that was Joe Stoll. And before that was Dr. George Sweeting. Well, Mike started right back there when Dr. Sweeting and Pastor Don Cole were just starting at Moody. So that's a long time back. But Mike started off as a producer in the production department. In fact, the production department really wasn't matured yet. It was just the production side of radio station WMBI. And he worked in producing Conference Echoes, a number of little programs, and then I would say just a little over a year later, in June of 1973, Mike was promoted from a producer to the supervisor of music and drama at the radio station. Mm. So he all of a sudden became responsible for the bookshelf with the Sugar Creek Gang, the Adventures in Music, Fables of Faith, and Stories of Great Christians. He was the man who was responsible for working with the writers to write the scripts, producers to put it together, and even the professional actors that would come in to our studios and record these programs. He had to pull it all together. So Mike was quite an active guy in the radio department in production. And then there was a program, I don't believe you ever aired it. I think it was off the air before Great News Radio came on the air, but it was called Continued Story Reading. Hmm. And for those of your listeners who maybe have migrated from the Chicago area, or there used to be a day when you could hear WMBI AM in the greater Champaign area, and it was a program that started in 1926 with Wendell P. Lovelace, who was the first director of radio for Moody, and he did the program for about 20 years, and then Myron Cannaday did it for over 30 years. So Mike took on the reading of books on the air. It did a half hour a day, and it was quite popular, and that lasted probably through the end of the 1980s, and Mike solely focused on Music Through the Night at that point. But he's had quite a few things, quite a few responsibilities in radio, and we've all known and loved him in these last 18 years on Great News Radio as the host of Music Through the Night, and of course the daily devotional today in the Word as well.
I'm thinking, Phil, you're ringing some of our senior saints' bell, as of them have maybe migrated to the greater Champaign or East Central Illinois, West Central Indiana area, and have grown up listening to a Moody affiliate, maybe a different part of the country where they've grown to love Mike or some of these Ranger Bill or some of these radio dramas that Moody has produced that are just classics. We still carry a few, but there's been a lot of changes in radio, upgrades, different programming formats, and we continue to hold pretty true to the traditional, the sacred, the choral music, and then the evangelical message that proclaims the Lord Jesus Christ and the inerrancy of God's Word and the importance of reading it daily. And I appreciate so much how the Moody Broadcasting Network has held true to always proclaiming the gospel and proclaim it clearly. But you and Mike, and you mentioned another name. I'm just thinking, when you mentioned Donald Cole, part of my heart just kind of leaped. What a legacy he had. He's now in the very presence of the Lord, he and Naomi. But you had a very close relationship also with them.
Exactly. Well, really, since the beginning, when I came to Chicago in 1983 at WMBI as an announcer, the very first morning following my first evening on the air as the evening announcer, I met Mike Kellogg on the elevator. And we've been friends ever since. Same would hold true for radio pastor Don Cole. I lived in the same town or village out in the western suburbs of Chicago as he did, and I became his handyman, and whatever he needed fixed, I would work on his car or put a fence up or paint their basement wall, and I learned what muriatic acid is from Naomi. She taught me how to use it. And so, yeah. So the people that you hear on the radio are just people like you and me, and so they have needs, and they have to keep a household together, and I just enjoyed so much the camaraderie. You mentioned the relationship with Mike. Back in the late 80s, Mike got an invite to go help at a fundraiser for a station in western Michigan, and he asked me to come along, and that started a tour of duty with him that he and I traveled around the country helping radio stations raise the funds to operate, and we probably did it for I would guess, going on almost 25 years now that we've been together traveling, and I don't want to call it tag teaming, but, you know, taking turns on the air and encouraging people to support their local Christian ministry.
For those listeners that are just tuning in now, I have Phil Shepherd with the Moody Broadcasting Network. He's the National Operations Manager, but much more than that, not only is he a dear, dear, dear friend, but a faithful follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, and has assisted this radio ministry in so many different ways over these past 18-plus years, along with currently serving on our radio board. And I'm thinking back, Phil, it was April 7th, 1996, when we first went on the air, and there you were with us hosting the program, helping us facilitate that first hour of broadcasting, and we led off with the Hallelujah Chorus. And now these 18-plus years removed, you're still very involved and instrumental and helping us adapt to different changes, whether it's technology or programming. And I know, as we're mentioning, Mike Kellogg's last day is this Friday, and so there's somebody else God is raising up to replace him. I don't know if you could say replace him, but that's going to be filling in that time slot, 11 p.m. to 5 a.m., and it's going to be a live program, which is a little different than the past many years with Mike.
Well, you know, we often jokingly say, you know, well, it was live when it was recorded, but Mike Kellogg, yes, Mike is a recorded program. Mike coming in from Valparaiso, Indiana, and working in the daytime, and basically producing the program, and then it would play back in the overnight hours. And Mike would say this himself throughout the years, and so it was no secret. Mark, we're excited about the start of a brand new program called Kurt Goff Live. Now, you would say, oh, this is the replacement for Mike Kellogg? I would say not really. Kurt is his own person. For instance, the program is going to have a live time. I mean, live in a sense that Kurt will be taking phone calls, will be interacting with listeners all across the country, even with our friends in the Champaign area. So it'll be a different program. I told Kurt, who was a little bit concerned about following Mike Kellogg, and I said, well, I tell you what, you know what, you really don't follow Mike Kellogg. You kind of step out. You walk around, and you establish your own program. And I think people understand what I mean. He's going to be his own man, and he's going to have songs that he will play, music will play. He's going to have scripture readings, but he's going to be interacting with the listener in the evening hours. And we're actually adding an hour. It'll start at 11 p.m. and end at 5 a.m.
Yeah, and I believe he's been going live for some time at the Chicago station WMBI. I think sometime in April he's been doing the overnight shift, and now coming this next Monday, he'll be heard on WGNN, our three frequencies, 102.5, 103.9, and 97.1 FM. So Kurt's had some ministry background. He has a heart for sharing. Maybe walk us through a little of what's some of Kurt's background. Are you familiar with him enough at this point to share a little of that?
Yes, I am. Kurt actually worked in television in the Las Vegas area. He's been to a number of places, and of course, when you're in the media, sometimes you move around. And most recently, he transitioned from TV to Christian radio in the Las Vegas area, and then moved to Buffalo, New York. And so he's been in the Buffalo, New York area for a number of years now, and has made the transition. And as you mentioned, he started on WMBI-FM in the overnight hours, I think it was around April 12th. And so he's actually been doing the program now. Well, I guess he's going to be doing it by about 9 or 10 weeks. And so are you ready now to launch it on the network, and the network meaning for all of our affiliate stations across the country? And I'm going to come in on Sunday night and Sunday and Monday and be there with him just to help out as we start this new program. And we want to make sure that everything is just right for our friends who listen in the late night and early morning hours.
All right, Great News Radio listeners, those of you that can pick up one of our three frequencies on WGNN starting this Sunday night, and it'll carry over into Monday. So if you are up real late on Sunday night, you can hear Kurt Goff live. There will be call-ins, and you can, you know, maybe you can establish Great News Radio as one of the stations that's carrying his program. He'll be filling in the time slot for Mike Kellogg. Kellogg, who's been dearly loved in broadcasting and working with the Moody Broadcasting Network for 40-plus years. And we so appreciate Mike. And maybe tomorrow when we have Mike on, Lord willing, we can find out an address so we can send him some thank you letters and some notes of appreciation and how God has used him in your life. But here on WGNN, we'll be carrying Kurt Golf beginning Sunday night at 11 p.m. And I think you're really going to be in for a blessing. And the live call-in will make it interesting and interactive. And I guess you said, Phil, he's really got a pastoral's heart. He loves to connect with people. And I don't know if it would be like the Delilah show or something, but it gives people the ability to connect and talk and share with him.
Exactly. Oh, you are going to be very pleased with him. Your friends are going to be, your listening friends here are going to be very, very pleased with Kurt Goff. And he's very interactive. He's very friendly. And I know that the people who have been listening in Chicagoland for the last 10 weeks have really enjoyed him. A lot of good feedback. Mm-hmm.
Well, Phil, as always is the case, I want to spend more time with you. And we have about a minute left. And I hope to actually see you in a few days. I'm hoping to come up to the Moody campus and visit and talk with the broadcasters and spend the night there right on the Moody campus. So hopefully we can connect. But maybe in our closing minute, how can we pray for you and the Moody Broadcasting Network over the days ahead?
Well, Mark, I think the greatest thing that our friends can pray for is just that we have a solid vision for communicating God's word to people. And really just keeping that as a forward focus. It goes without saying that the power of our ministry is in God's word. Mm. And we want to communicate it with great love and passion and with compassion toward those who listen.
Mm. Well, Phil, I appreciate you so very much. And thank you for being available for today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you, Mark, so much.
Well, thanks for listening, friend. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night. In love. Oh, a man came to my Jesus, telling all that he had done to fulfill the good commandments. He knew every single one. Jesus said there's something that indeed he did lack. Yes, the Savior told the truth. He didn't hold the message back, 'cause he was teaching the truth in love. Telling it like it is, while holding pure motives and showing that he cared. He was teaching.